/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, Western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange today and was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And the president-elect also looking ahead to his inauguration.
The incoming White House press secretary confirms the invitation was given to Xi Jinping as an example of President-elect Trump reaching out to America's adversaries and competitors in addition to its allies. There's no indication yet that Xi has agreed to come, and analysts who study China say they don't expect he will. But if he does, it would be a historic move. The State Department has no record of any foreign head of state attending the inauguration of an American president, at least not since 1874.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Lawmakers asking for more transparency in the investigation of the recent drone sightings in New Jersey. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby says there's no foreign country involved yet and no public safety risk. And crews in California getting a break a bit from those Santa Ana winds as they battle a wildfire in Malibu. This is ABC News. New data from the CDC shows fewer kids are getting their annual flu shots.
The percentage of young people under 18 years old who've gotten their flu vaccination has fallen again, as it has for 5 out of the past 6 years. Just over 48% of kids got their updated shot during the 2019-2020 flu season. By last year, that number had fallen to about 43%. This season so far, just 36.6%. The U.S. last season saw a record 200 flu deaths among children, according to the CDC. It's recommended everyone under the age of 6 months get their annual flu shot, and doctors say it's not too late. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The world's best Spanish Scrabble player doesn't even speak Spanish. Nigel Richards of New Zealand won the Spanish World Scrabble Championships despite not knowing the language. He doesn't speak French either, but in 2015, he won the World French Language Scrabble title. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. A man who faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe this fall is back in Wisconsin. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal says 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart came back to the U.S. on his own accord.
On December 10th, Ryan arrived on U.S. soil. He was then booked into the correctional facility.
Borgwart made his first appearance Tuesday in Green Lake County Court. He faces a misdemeanor obstruction charge and is free on a signature bond. County officials may seek $40,000 in fines to match the cost of the search for Borgwardt, who faked his death while kayaking on Green Lake in August. State tax credits for Foxconn.
Taiwan-based Foxconn Technology Group has been approved for $8.75 million in annual state tax credits for employing 1,114 full-time workers and investing just over $24.5 million at its Racine County operations in 2023. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. In 2023, Foxconn received just over $6 million in tax credits for employing 1,029 full-time workers and investing more than $26 million at its Mount Pleasant facilities. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee County's executive will be graduating from college this weekend. Almost 20 years after he dropped out of school, David Crowley will receive his bachelor's degree in community engagement and education from UW-Milwaukee this Sunday. Crowley tells Fox 6 Milwaukee how his degree will benefit him in his current position.
It has strengthened my ability to be in more uncomfortable situations, being comfortable being uncomfortable. But it would strengthen the way that I talk to people related to how they interact with government.
Crowley will also be the commencement speaker at the Sunday ceremony. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It may look pretty outside, but it doesn't feel that way. High temperatures today are struggling to get to the single digits, with wind chill values making it feel more like 15 to 25 below. Winds are still a bit feisty, and temperatures fall back sub-zero tonight. Stay warm. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
Well, good to have you with us here for AOA, Agriculture of America today, powered by Cenex. Always happy to have a conversation about what is happening in farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today's show, powered by Cenex. They will help you power through the season. They have what you need, premium greases, lubricants, and premium diesel for your equipment. Choose the right premium products from Cenex. Go to your nearest store, talk to your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk with Jeff Cooper for the Renewable Fuels Association, catch up on biofuel ethanol-related issues in Segment 2. In Segment 3, after the bottom of the hour, we're going to get a look at what is happening on Capitol Hill. Sounds like a bit of a stalling out of the Farm Bill extension negotiations. We're talking about that and more as we near the end of this Congress. Bill Hoagland with the Bipartisan Policy Center will join us coming up here in just a little while. Then at the end of the show, we're going to get a look at a new United Soybean Board soy checkoff ROI study conducted by Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University. He'll join us to talk about that coming up here in Segment 4 today. Well, let's dive in and kick things off. Joining us now to talk about the market action, Jacob Burks with agmarket.net. Jacob, it's good to have you back with us on AOA. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Hey, it's a good Thursday morning here. Thanks for having me, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Well, as I look at the grain and oilseed markets working through Thursday's trade, boy, I tell you what, a lot of news there. Penny higher, penny lower kind of trade. Just feels very lackadaisical, holiday malaise type. Obviously, we got some interesting numbers earlier in the week on the December WASDE report that moved corn up near some resistance. I mean, just talk about your overall feeling in this grain market nearing the end of the week, Jacob.
That term you used of working through the grain markets, working's a stretch here. We're just kind of coasting right now. This market went up. We did have some, you know, like you said, very, very positive technical trade when we saw the market go through that the downward trend, that pennant formation, if you would, that the corn and beans both had kind of settled into. the corn market went up, tested some of that overhead resistance. Now you got to go back and look all the way back to last fall before this contract is traded above a 200-day moving average. And so we've tested it all summer long. We went up and tried it again here this week at 252 level. And that's, you know, that's the highs that we saw in October. And so there's just a lot of resistance here. If you go and look at what we're probably going to see going into the commitment of traders report, you're probably going to see a lot of farmer selling, a lot of commercial selling there as this market went up, tested that 250 to 252 area. And again, it's just now it's quietened out. We're looking at the resistance of that downward trend line right now in the corn. So right now, hey, sometimes a sideways trade is okay. And as long as it's staying up here at the top, we're not falling apart. And the focus is going to start getting on well as it moves from South America weather, looking at what's the USDA going to do in January report with the production.
Well, and obviously you mentioned South American weather. We're really going to be watching their upcoming soybean harvest in Brazil, et cetera. That's going to be probably the biggest driver, I'd say, in these markets through the Christmas and New Year's holiday timeframe ahead of that January WASDE report. Right, Jacob?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're anticipating a huge crop, and every time I see a report come out, it gets huger. So that's what we're looking for. Is you know, some of these private guys came out, like CONAB came out today. They increased it just a little bit, but you know, you're talking about 170 plus, you know, million metric ton coming out of, you know, Brazil, and that's just huge. If you go back and you look, we saw some numbers this morning. If you do, you know, corn, beans, wheat. In South America, where are they going to put it? No, those questions are starting to come up of how cheap could this these crops down there get on a cash level. When you start looking at the lack of capacity that they're having, you're talking about 312 million metric tons of total production, which is going to grossly outweigh. You're talking at like over 120 million metric tons of lack of storage down there. So that could be a something to focus on as we go through the summer.
Jacob Burks with AgMarket.net is our guest analyst here today on the show. I should ask you this as well. I mean, we look at corn, beans getting up against some key resistance on the board here. These round numbers, you know, $4.50 March, $10 Jan beans. What about the cash side, though? I mean, what's it going to take for a cash number, per se, in farm country to maybe encourage some more farmers selling here, Jay?
So that's good. I mean, that's kind of what I called around yesterday after the markets were closed and was talking to some of my guys in the cash market, some processors in Northeast Iowa, then and looked at some guys that we have on the river and what they're looking at. And you know, 445 around here was buying a lot of corn. You know, that was a nickel under the where the March was. So you're looking at that 450 level. I would say that there's a lot of deferred pricing. A lot of these farmers are looking that bills have to get paid. And I think that the 450 number was something that guys had a lot of orders in. And as 450 comes, it turns into 448, 446. You know, where do I beat them to the punch? And so I think if you surveyed the crowd across all, there's going to be some more corn if we get, you know, break up into that 465 level. That's, you know, one of the targets we have out in the July contract. So I'm gonna say as you get into to the new year and these bills start rolling in for producers, you know, corn's gonna continue to get shaken out, and I think those would be the magic numbers there. 455 right now, 465 in the July contract.
All right, we've got a couple minutes here. How about the livestock trade? Cattle has been having a pretty solid week, and it's looking like another solid day again Thursday. Hogs has been a mixed bag. Any notes for you in the protein sector today?
And yeah, just this cattle market. I mean, we were, you know, expecting a larger pullback as felt like supply had kind of gotten to a level where it was going to be a little bit burdensome. And then you start throwing some news in there about, you know, pulling back some imported cattle out of Mexico, that those numbers start shutting down. And I think that just got the market sparked. I think it got a little bit spooked, too. And you start seeing cash trade early this week, which was a surprise. And now we're looking at buying, you know, 191 in the south yesterday. It took 194 to 195 in the north. And so that just got everything sparked. You know, the funds have continued to stack on some more long contracts. You know, on the hog side of things, I think that's, you know, just the opposite, where that was last week. And you saw some cash really explode and some of the cutouts were just, just baking it for, you know, the bellies were just, you know, on fire. They backed off now a little bit, and you're starting to see the product just kind of make a steady move here. And some of the long position maybe converting over into that that live cattle area. So on fire is just the best way to describe it. I mean, are we going? The question is, dude, is this the move that makes us to see $2? I thought it would come into the next spring and in the next summer. But this market is just really, really on fire. And here's the deal. The demand is still there. And I think that's the biggest question I've had is when does the economy, when does the economic factors here weigh on this this purchase of the consumer? And it's not. It just hasn't. It continues to go higher. Box PP has been very resilient.
Good thoughts. And I know folks would reach out to you and the team there at agmarket.net. Take a look at your intel and more. It's as simple as going on to the website, isn't it, Jacob?
Absolutely, man. Just sign up for a 30-day free trial. Come see us in Nashville. We'll hang out in your backyard there. Be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you guys being here. Their upcoming conference. Get details on that and more at agmarket.net. Jacob Burks, always good to talk with you. Thanks for being with us on AOA today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse. Y'all have a good one.
All right, coming up next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Select the right grease. It's critical. Cenex Premium Greases will help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Learn more at Cenex.com. We'll talk with Jeff Cooper for the Renewable Fuels Association next on AOA.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? The smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet. Delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 8% off with our cash payment discount. Plus pricing deals like Willowwood Glypho 5 as low as $11.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. One tote per account. Terms and conditions apply.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues today, brought to you by Cenex. Their greases have an enhanced additive package that provides better protection, allowing fleets and your equipment to stay on the go. Visit your nearest Cenex location. They'll help keep you going. Go there or online, cenex.com, for more information. As we continue here on AOA today, Always good to have a conversation with Jeff Cooper for the Renewable Fuels Association, and he is with us on the line here today. Jeff, it's good to hear from you again. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing great. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for the time and being with us here as we near the end of the year, Jeff. And of course, there's no shortage of ethanol-related issues for us to talk about. And of course, some of this tied to the change in administrations upcoming too. Maybe we should start there. We know who's going to be leading the EPA, Lee Zeldin, pending confirmation, of course, and things of that nature. You look back at the past Trump administration to try and figure out what this, second round might look like for ag policy, biofuels, ethanol, et cetera. What's your take and perception here as we get set to change administrations in a couple of weeks?
Well, Jesse, the way we look at it is, our message to the incoming administration and folks like Lee Zeldin and Brooke Rollins, who's been nominated for Ag Secretary, is, we're going to start with, hey, these are the things that you say are priorities for the incoming new administration, American energy dominance, reducing dependence on foreign energy sources, whether that's crude oil or minerals that go into batteries for electric vehicles, creating jobs in the manufacturing sector, supporting agriculture, right? We hear time and time again that President-elect Trump loves farmers and wants to take care of farmers. So we're going to start with those things and say, look, if these are things that your administration stands for, we can help. Ethanol checks all of those boxes. And in addition to that, we're lowering prices for consumers at the pump, which is another thing they say they want to do, is get a handle on inflation and reduce costs for everyday Americans. So we're going to start there, I think, before we delve into sort of the weeds on some of these unresolved policy issues. You're right. As the Biden administration is leaving town, we've got a lot of unanswered questions and unresolved issues when it comes to tax policy, right? The 45Z credit. Year-round E15, a renewable fuel standard. We still don't even have a proposal on volumes for 2026 and beyond. So there's a lot of work that's going to need to be done with the new team, with the new folks that are coming to town in January. And so we're hopeful that we can hit the ground running with them and get some of these questions answered right away.
Well, and of course, you mentioned the tax issues there, sustainable aviation fuel. There were some conflicting reports that it seems like that's been settled, that we're going to have some sort of guidance before the Biden administration leaves office. But it sounds like it's going to be after the original deadline of January 1, maybe a week or two after. But then what does that look like? Does anything change with that, with the incoming Trump administration? Right. And you throw in there, too, all the issues surrounding UCO imports, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot surrounding this sustainable aviation fuel issue that, to your point, has not been settled yet.
That's right. And it isn't just sustainable aviation fuel. That tax credit that is supposed to go live in really 2 weeks, January 1st, it covers not just sustainable aviation fuel, but it's also available to biodiesel, renewable diesel producers. It's available to ethanol producers, are supposed to be, but we don't have any rules yet. And yes, we've been told by the Treasury Department that, hey, we're going to have guidance released before the end of this administration on January 20th of next year. And that's encouraging. But we don't know what it's, what that guidance is going to look like. We've been asking the Treasury repeatedly, what's the holdup? What are we waiting on? And they keep saying, well, we're still struggling with how to integrate the climate smart ag practices into this, and we need USDA's help and guidance on that. So last Friday, USDA sent its piece of this work. They sent some guidelines to the White House for review, and we know Treasury's looking at those. So hopefully that was the last piece that everybody was waiting on. And hopefully Treasury can integrate those recommendations and those guidelines from USDA really quickly and get something out for our industry to react to. Because, again, according to the law, this tax credit is supposed to go live in just a few short weeks.
We're talking with Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper here today on AOA. Jeff, what about on the congressional side, as we've seen various legislation there throughout 2024? We also know we have John Thune, who's going to be the incoming Senate Majority Leader from South Dakota, someone from a farm state who is favorable to agriculture and biofuels and ethanol, et cetera. As you look at the congressional landscape here, your thoughts on what we've seen done this year and what needs to be done when we get into a new Congress?
Yeah, well, I'll start with what needs to be done, and Congress isn't quite over yet. We know there's a couple of weeks left in this lame duck session. We know there are some things that do have to happen before they all leave town for the holidays, and of course, top of that list is getting a continuing resolution done to keep the government open, to fund the government, and so we're hopeful. We haven't given up hope yet that as part of that continuing resolution, there may be an opportunity, there may be an opening, and yes, it's a long shot, but there may be an opening to attach our top legislative priority, which is the legislation that would finally allow year-round E15 nationwide. I can tell you there's a very active discussion still happening in the Senate around advancing that language, and in the House as well. So we haven't given up hope that that gets done this year. If it doesn't, you're right. When we come back for a new Congress, the 119th Congress next year, we are very excited that the top spot in the Senate is going to be occupied by Senator Thune, who we know has been a tremendous champion for renewable fuels during his time in the Senate. We've already had a conversation with him about some of our priorities, and again, E15 is at the very top of that list. So we're hopeful. You know, we feel pretty good about the way the Senate looks for next year. In addition to Mr. Thune, you on the Democratic side, you've got Senator Durbin coming back as the whip. So the number two Democrat is a big friend, big fan of ethanol, and the number three Democrat, Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota, obviously very involved in this issue as well. So, you know, if we don't get it done in lame duck, I can tell you, Jesse, our top priority coming back next year is going to be getting E15 done as quickly as possible, certainly before summertime, so we don't have to deal with this anymore. And really, there's fatigue amongst our industry, but there's also fatigue in Congress about having these debates year after year after year around year-round E15. I think everybody's ready to just get it done and get it behind us.
I think you are right there. I was just going to say, it seems like this is an issue that we have just continued to talk about and talk about and talk about. And it really just seems like we're past the point here where this needs to continue to be an issue, Jeff. It just feels like it's time for this to happen, right?
Yeah, it is. And there's lots of other things that we need to be focused on, lots of other things going on that we need to be working on, and it's a real frustration when we have to spend as much time and bandwidth as we do trying to resolve and correct a 35-year-old antiquated, outdated, red tape, bureaucratic piece of regulation that should have been fixed a long time ago. And again, there's bipartisan support for getting this fixed. We've got support from the oil industry to get it fixed. The retail gas station folks all want this fixed. So it's just that's perhaps the most frustrating piece of this is we just haven't been able to find the legislative vehicle or the way to get this done, which again, you know, we're looking at some potential options in lame duck, and failing that, you know, we think there's going to be some kind of energy bill. We know there's going to be all sorts of things happening with tax and budget reconciliation early next year. And so hopefully, you know, we'll find a fit there if we can't get it done before the end of this year.
Jeff, always appreciate the time and the insight. And again, a lot of things for us to watch as we get into a new year ahead. And I know we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in a couple of weeks. But for now, I'll wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us here on AOA today. We appreciate it.
All right. Same to you, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Jeff Cooper, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. Find more, stay up to date, ethanolrfa.org. That's ethanolrfa.org. AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Talk to your local experts at your nearest Cenex location and mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel from Cenex, or you can go to cenex.com for more information. Up next, we're going to get some updates as we look to close out the lame duck session of Congress on Capitol Hill. Bill Hoagland with Bipartisan Policy Center joins us next on AOA.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
You're listening to What's in a Name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. January milk up 60 to 2012, February up 53 to 2002, March up 47 to 2001, April up 39 to 1965. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day. A lot of this was profit-taking after the big gains from yesterday, even though the cash cattle markets were mostly higher, but a little bit of pressure at resistance levels. Hog markets, though, found technical buying as the contracts moved higher after falling substantially lower this week. Weak consumer demand, though, does continue to plague the market, but the big drop in prices recently was seen as a buying opportunity. December live cattle down 12 cents to 192.12. January feeder cattle down 70 cents to 258.35. December hogs up 5 cents to 83.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower, with fresh bullish news needed to push action further higher, and there wasn't any of that bullish news available, so the markets did move lower. Soybeans lower, mostly higher on the day, even though there was some light spread trade, especially in some of the nearby contracts. Now, South American weather, though, does continue to look pretty good for their crop. New crop corn down 2 1/4 to 441 3/4. New crop beans were down 0.5 to 1014. December wheat down 4 3/4.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome Welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, as we continue today. Powered by Cenex, high-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected with Cenex Premium Diesel. Go to your nearest store or visit them online, cenex.com, for more information. Well, we are nearing the end of the 118th Congress. Still got a few big ticket items to figure out before we close things out for the holidays and prepare for the incoming Congress. Let's talk about this, talk about some of the various items that impact agriculture and more. Joining us now, he's Senior Vice President for the Bipartisan Policy Center. Bill Hoagland is with us here today on the show. Bill, it is great to hear from you again. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you, and happy holidays to you.
Well, I know, as I kind of mentioned there, Bill, we got a few different items that we're watching, trying to get figured out here before Congress goes home for the holiday. And I think a lot of this is centering around a continuing resolution to fund the government and farm bill extension thrown in there and plenty of other things. What's the latest that you are hearing from Capitol Hill? Where do things stand with this potential continuing resolution and more?
Yes, exactly what you've said. We were working, having a little bit of a dispute between the House and the Senate over the continuing resolution. There still is a desire, though I think it's well past the time for them to be able to do it, that the Senate would like not to have to do a continuing resolution, but to actually finish out the appropriation process for the current fiscal year 25, and not have a continuing resolution. But I think, and the House would, and under the new speaker, the speaker would like to put this off until the end of March or so and give the opportunity for the incoming administration to have an impact upon whatever the final appropriations are. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're going to come down to the end like they usually do here at the end of next week, probably around about a week from today. We'll pass a continuing resolution, and then we'll, as we say, sine die and come back on January the 3rd and begin the new Congress under wait for the inauguration on the 21st to really begin to implement many of the policies that the president-elect has put forth. I will say that's the direction. And in that continuing resolution will be an extension of the farm bill because obviously that has now run out of opportunities there also. Those are the big for the ag sector. That I think that's the big issue. And while I'm on this, a lot of discussion about the what we call the budget process and reconciliation. I am of the mindset that a lot of the farm bill provisions that we've been working on over the last 2 years or so will be what we say thrown into this reconciliation process, which would then avoid any kind of a 60-vote point of order in the United States Senate. Though the margins are really small in the House, so there will be it's going to be a cliffhanger. But that's the direction I think we're headed.
Well, tied in with this as well, there's been all this talk about economic aid, disaster aid for farmers, and not just farmers impacted by natural disasters, but also by low commodity prices. And I know that this has been a bit of a battle within the battle, so to speak, here on the Senate and the House side as well. Any thoughts there, Bill?
Well, I think that in this continuing resolution, there will be disaster assistance, and I do believe that they will incorporate the bills that they've been working on to provide that disaster assistance to farmers in the agriculture sector. I do not think that they're going to be taking on the issues that you just raised in terms of commodity prices out there as low as they are right now. I think that will have to wait until the next Congress and that, again, that will be part of the farm bill discussion that will be part of the budget process next year.
We're talking with Bill Hoagland from the Bipartisan Policy Center. Bill, as we look ahead to the new Congress, too, obviously we still got a few days here. We got to get a few big ticket items done. But looking ahead to next year, and you alluded to this a little bit, but especially on the Senate side, Senator John Thune's going to take over as Speaker, and he's already seemingly laid out a pretty robust schedule for Congress with, I think it was around maybe 10 weeks in session and plenty of five-day weeks. And I know there's been a lot of folks across the country who have been concerned and have talked about just how little this current Congress has been in session. And maybe that's part of why we haven't got certain things done in a timely manner. I mean, talk about that aspect. Do we think we could potentially have more done with this robust schedule that Senator Thune has already kind of started to lay out?
Yeah, I think Senator Thune, incoming Majority Leader of the United States Senate, coming from an ag state, by the way, is going to try to put some order back into actually making the members work for their pay. I do think he's going to have a lot more to say about the time that they spend in session here and trying to get work. Now, having said that, is still going to be faced with all the political hurdles of a very small margin in the United States House of Representatives. And even though he has the majority, that majority is still pretty small in the Senate, three or four votes that he has. So it's going to be, I think he's going to do the best he can. I worked with him when I was on the Hill. He's a very, very astute politician and understands how the system works. So he'll move hard, but we can't rule out, he only has so much power as he has to have the votes. And that's always going to be an issue here. And so I'm hopeful, we're always, hope springs eternal, that we'll move forward. I do believe that if they can get a budget resolution for fiscal year 25 or the possibility of another budget resolution next year, 26, with a reconciliation, I do believe the farm bill is going to come to fruition next year in the next Congress for your ag folks out there. So that's when I think we'll get back into the discussion that you just mentioned about commodity prices and how we're paying. The problem will be that we were facing a very large deficit, and how do we pay for these if we're talking about increases in expenditures. And of course, in the farm bill, most of that was offset, most of those costs were offset by changes in the nutrition, the SNAP program, and that will be somewhat controversial in the particularly in the House when you have a margin of two votes. It's the lowest margins in 90 years out there in the House of Representatives, so this is still going to be pretty tough to get things done, but he will do everything he can to move the process along.
Well, and Bill, we should talk about as well the incoming administration and some of the picks from the Trump administration that impact agriculture. Of course, again, Brooke Rollins for Secretary of Ag is one of the key ones here. And thinking about all the tariff talk that's been put out there by President-elect Trump, et cetera, your perspective now as we're starting to get clarity on some of the nominees and who's going to be within this administration, what is your feeling going into early next year in terms of some of the impact to agriculture and the broader rural economy?
Yes, very good, very, very good question. In terms of Brooke, I don't think she's going to have any difficulty in her confirmation. Her focus when at the organization that she was serving in before being nominated was a focus particularly on Chinese ownership of farmland, and I think she will continue to press that pretty hard in that position there. And over on the Health and Human Services, of course, Mr. Kennedy is in line to become that become the Secretary of Health and Human Services. I think he's got a battle in terms of his confirmation coming up. I'm not ruling out that he won't, but his focus, of course, has been particularly on the dietary guidelines in terms of reducing the amount of certain consumption items of red meat, less red meat and processed meats, and consume more beans and peas and lentils. That of course is going to take some issues, but I think we're a ways from his confirmation. He's going to have a little bit more difficulty in getting confirmed. As it relates to the tariffs, I think we have to wait and see. It's never been clear to me whether this was the president-elect's effort to kind of propose to get attention and get some trade, as this is the art of the deal, or as he says. And so maybe we just have to wait and see how that comes. I'm one of those who am not a supporter of the level of tariffs he's talking about, particularly as it relates to our trading partners in Mexico and Canada. And I know from our past experience with earlier Trump tariffs that it does have an impact, particularly on agriculture. So I think that's going to become a big, big issue. He technically can. Under the authorities he has, he can implement those tariffs without congressional action. But I think we just have to wait and see was this a effort to have negotiations, or was this a real? Does he really plan to place those tariffs in effect? I'm leaning toward the side that it's more an issue for negotiations than it is to implement those tariffs, as he's at least.
Bill, appreciate the insight and the time. And once again, thanks for joining us here today on AOA. And have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Bill Hoagland, Senior Vice President at Bipartisan Policy Center. Learn more at bipartisanpolicy.org. Up next on AOA, powered by Cenex, we'll talk with Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University here on AOA.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line. Plus, four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay, well qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9624.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association. We looked at the latest quarter four economic update and discussed top export customers such as Mexico, Canada, and China, and what potential tariffs could mean for those export customers. We were joined by NCGA lead economist Krista Swanson.
You know, we think about 15% of our corn is exported. So, you know, a pretty big chunk of corn is exported. But then when you start thinking about the amount of corn that is exported in other forms like DDGs and ethanol and livestock and meat products, Mexico is the top export destination for U.S. corn in five of the last 6 years. Canada is also in that top six destinations for U.S. corn exports. And like I mentioned, you know, it's not just corn, but also some of those value-added products.
Hear the full conversation on the AOA podcast feed and view the quarter four economic update at ncga.com.
Smart stays on the road. That's why it's in your engine. Because you wouldn't settle for subpar performance. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils maintain 80% of their viscosity throughout the drain interval for superior engine performance across extreme temperatures. That horizon looks good with the competition behind you. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 8% off with our cash payment discount. Plus pricing deals like Willowwood Glypho 5 as low as $11.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. One tote per account. Terms and conditions apply.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together, we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Talk to your local experts at your nearest Cenex location. They'll have the right product for your operation, or visit them online at cenex.com. And joining us now on the program, we're learning more about a new study that looks at the ROI of the soy checkoff and driving value back to farmers. Lead researcher of the study, Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University, joins us here on the show today. And Dr. Kaiser, it's great to talk with you again. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you very much, Jesse. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, let's just start. Give us the background on this new study, looking at the soy checkoff and just all that value that is coming back to farmers and the broader economy. Can you give us the overview to start, so to speak, of the study?
Yes, no problem at all. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture requires an independent economic evaluation of the effectiveness of all these federal checkoff programs. And of course, the soybean checkoff is one of the bigger programs. And so I conducted an analysis of the last 5-year performance of their research programs, their promotion programs, in both the United States and in foreign market. And the bottom line is that similar to the previous 5-year study, I found that the programs had substantial size impacts, not only on demand, but also on the supply of soybeans in the United States. Specifically, had there not been a soybean checkoff program, the demand for soybeans would have been about 9% lower than it actually was. And likewise, on the supply side, without all this production enhancing research, the supply of soybeans would have been about 9.5% lower than it actually was. So clearly, the soybean checkoff program is bringing back both building demand and building supply for soybeans.
Well, and looking through some of these specific numbers, and we can dive into this a little bit, but I know looking particularly every dollar invested, the value back to the farm, I believe, was $12.30. That's one thing. You look at the amount of job creation, just the overall market development. There's a lot of things here to really kind of take in and absorb as you're looking through the study, right?
Yes, there is. And the interesting thing about this study, Jesse, is that Unlike the previous study, we looked at both the direct effects of the program and the indirect effects. Overall, we found that, you know, what of course makes these programs profitable to soybean farmers is that they create incremental volume in the market, and that incremental volume leads to dollars in the pockets of soybean farmers. Specifically, the direct impact was basically that we found every dollar invested in the soybean checkoff program returned $12.30 in incremental net revenue to soybean farmers. But a very interesting secondary finding is that this program also had very sizable indirect impacts on the general economy, including increasing U.S. employment by almost 31,000 jobs, increasing U.S. employment income by over $2.5 billion, and overall adding almost $10 billion to U.S. GDP. Now, these incremental effects are both going to the soybean industry, soybean farmers, but they're also going to related agribusinesses and even the general non-farm economy in terms of employment, adding to GDP, and having positive tax revenue effects. For example, what I found was for 2023, the existence of the soybean checkoff program added $36 million in county tax revenue across the U.S., $244 million in state tax revenue, and $655 million in federal tax revenue, for basically a grand total of a little under $1 billion. So clearly, not only are there direct benefits to the soybean industry, but there's indirect benefits to society as a whole.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and just looking through these numbers and, you know, how crucial export markets are as well. I know that was highlighted substantially in this study. And of course, that's at a time where we're hearing a lot of talk about tariff potential and things of that nature, and we don't need to go down that road, but just looking at the value of the export market as well to the soybean industry in the U.S. and the soy checkoff, I think that's a key point to drive home as we're kind of in this current news cycle time frame, so to speak, Harry.
That's absolutely true, Jesse. And the findings continue to show that by the soybean checkoff program, along with partners like USAC and FAS investing overseas in U.S. soybeans, clearly having a huge impact on U.S. exports. What we're looking at is an 18% increase in overall soybean exports due to these efforts, this partnership efforts of these entities. So, and that is a key reason for these indirect effects as well, is that it's creating this value added, if you will, to the U.S. economy.
Anything final you would add or reiterate about this soybean study that you put together?
The only thing I would just reiterate is that clearly the soybean checkoff program is having sizable benefits both to soybean growers as well as to the general economy. And that is good news for society as a whole.
You can find more at unitedsoybean.org. Take a look at the full economic analysis. And with that, lead researcher, Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University. Great to talk with you again, sir. Have a Merry Christmas, happy holiday season, and we will talk to you again in the future.
The same to you, Jesse. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Once again, Dr. Harry Kaiser with Cornell University. Take a look at that new soybean checkoff ROI study. With that, we are out of time here on AOA Today, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Invest in premium diesel to maximize your operations ROI. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for listening to AOA.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
A dog? I'm not. I was born for a purpose. To bring you hope. To guide you out of darkness. To stand by you as you rediscover life.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you.
I see what's going on here. You can't name favorites, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. has made initial contact with the American man believed to be Travis Timmerman, located today in Syria following the fall of the Assad regime. He disappeared.